This update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. By L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboyne. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. In connection with an embezzlement incident involving the Laker youth football program, Caseville resident Christine Gettle has avoided a jail sentence by repaying the program over $7,000 as part of a plea agreement. The ordeal dates back to the period between 2021 and 2023, when discrepancies in the program's financial records prompted an internal inquiry by the committee. Despite efforts to address these discrepancies, Christine Gettle, aged 42, allegedly failed to account for missing funds or provide adequate documentation. Upon assuming control of the program's accounts, the new committee unearthed a deficit ranging from $6,000 to $8,000, raising suspicions of financial misconduct that were promptly reported to the Huron County Sheriff's Department. As per the plea agreement proposed by the Huron County Prosecutor's Office, Christine Gettle promptly repaid the full restitution amount of $7,066.25. If she completes the terms of her delayed sentence, her conviction would enter the record as embezzlement of more than $200,000 but less than $1,000, a misdemeanor. During the 52nd District Court sentencing on May 6th, Heather Hocken, who was preparing to assume Gettle's role as the program's coordinator in 2023 when the embezzlement came to light, provided a victim impact statement detailing the repercussions of Gettle's actions on the program and its stakeholders. Hocken's statement hinted at Christine Gettle's attempt to imply that she was framed and also noted Gettle's apparent lack of remorse for her deeds. Christine Gettle's actions have cast a shadow over the nonprofit organization, which heavily relies on contributions from parents and the local community. Her freedom and the felony embezzlement charge are pending the successful completion of a year-long probationary period. A serious crash unfolded in North Branch near the intersection of Barnes and Silverwood Roads on Saturday. Initial reports indicate that three motorcycles were involved, resulting in injuries to two individuals, one of whom sustained a head injury and was unresponsive. Emergency services, including North Branch Fire, North Branch First Responders, and Emergency Medical Services, swiftly responded to the scene to provide assistance. As a precautionary measure, Barnes Road near Silverwood Road was temporarily closed to through traffic on May 4th. This incident serves as a poignant reminder, coinciding with Motorcycle Awareness Month, to exercise caution on the roads. With warmer weather encouraging increased motorcycle activity, it is crucial to adopt a vigilant, look twice, save a life approach. For ongoing updates in this developing story, stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting. We have reached out to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, who confirmed the occurrence of the motorcycle crash. We have been referred to Detective Parks of the Accident Reconstructive Team and are awaiting further information. And we'll continue with more news for you at WLEW and WHST after this.
L. Hansen Motors is here to help you cruise into summer with confidence, style, and a worry-free experience both on the road and in the showroom. Tyler of L. Hansen Motors has this week's specials. Take it away, Tyler.
We got a bunch of low-mileage inventory that just passed our 101-point inspection and are all backed with our in-house warranty. Starting off, we have a 2019 Chevy Trax LT with remote start, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and cloth interior, starting at $17,380. We also just received a 2020 Chevy Malibu LT that is loaded with options. It has full power heated cloth seats, remote start, a backup camera, and Bluetooth. And it's like new at 52,000 miles. We're asking $20,580. If you're looking for a new truck without having to pay new truck prices, we have the truck for you. It's a 2017 Ram 1500 with only 40,000 miles. It has four-wheel drive, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and we're only asking $26,980. We also have a 2016 Ford Taurus SEL that we're only asking $13,380. It features full power, Bluetooth, a backup camera, moonroof, dual zone climate control, and a 3.5-liter V6 engine.
Call Tyler at Al Hansen Motors at 989-269-7299. Ask about inventory and even schedule a concierge test drive.
The search continues for a stolen 2002 Polaris 400 ATV, with the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office rallying public support. The vehicle vanished from a residence along M-19 north of Argyle near Cass City Road. The incident unfolded late on Sunday, April 21st, with the ATV's ignition reportedly heard around 11 p.m. Despite investigative efforts, viable leads remain scarce, emphasizing the importance of public cooperation in aiding law enforcement's endeavors to recover the stolen property. Sporting a distinct green coloration, the ATV features a front windshield and welded-on hitch, serving both as a mode of transportation and a cherished asset. While a somewhat blurred image of the ATV circulates on thumbnet.net, authorities remain optimistic that any information, regardless of its perceived significance, could prove instrumental in the vehicle's retrieval. Residents are urged to promptly report sightings or pertinent details to Sanilac County Central Dispatch at 810-648-2000. Furthermore, anonymous tips can be relayed via the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office app, facilitating a concerted effort in locating the missing ATV. Seaboyings Police Department is urgently seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect involved in an attempted burglary at Luke's Supermarket over Easter weekend. The individual tried to enter the store by cutting through steel siding, but was thwarted by an inner wall. Surveillance footage reveals a white or light-colored SUV linked to the suspects. One suspect, described as a light-complexioned black male wearing a hoodie, face mask, gloves, cowboy boots, and carrying a backpack, was observed. The SUV, which circled the area, likely headed south on M25 after the failed attempt. Chief Steve Repke urges community assistance in identifying the suspect, emphasizing the importance of collective action in solving the case. Anyone with information should contact the Seaboying Police Department through Facebook, phone, or email at police@seaboyingmi.gov. Chief Repke underscores the community's commitment to combating local crime, stating, "It takes a village, and our village takes such acts against our businesses personally." And we will continue with more news after this.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
A Detroit man has been sentenced to 80 years in prison for the slayings of two West Virginia women. Marquise Germaine Goodman pleaded guilty in February to two counts of second-degree murder in the 2021 fatal shootings of 26-year-old Bria Nicole White and 22-year-old Kitiana Belcher in Charleston, West Virginia. The Gazette Mail reports that Goodman's attorneys argued for a lenient sentence during the hearing, saying their client was still young enough to be reformed. Families of the victims asked for the maximum sentence. Judge Ken Ballard said Goodman had a lengthy criminal record and had opportunities to reform. He handed down the maximum sentence for each charge. A top Florida public school attributes its students' high test scores to the creativity its teachers are allowed in the classroom. Nationally, most teachers report feeling stressed and overwhelmed at work, according to a Pew Research Center survey of teachers last fall. Waning job satisfaction has accompanied a decline in teachers' sense of autonomy, according to another recent study. But at A.D. Henderson School in Boca Raton, teachers there are expected to be creative, and it works. They've created classes that teach medicine, aeronautics, and robotics. Art is used to reinforce science lessons, and a teacher plans to add an equine medicine course next fall. And we'll be back after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
U.S. university presidents have joined Holocaust survivors and thousands of Israelis for a yearly memorial march at the site of Auschwitz. The March of the Living honors the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany and celebrates the State of Israel. This year, the mood of the march was overshadowed by the Israel-Hamas war after the October 7th attack on Israelis, the deadliest violence against Jews since Adolf Hitler's regime sought to destroy the entire Jewish population of Europe. A small group of pro-Palestinian protesters waving Palestinian flags stood along the side of the road as participants marched with Israeli flags. Israeli leaders have approved a military operation into the Gaza Strip city of Rafah, and Israeli forces are now striking targets in the area, officials announced. The move came hours after Hamas announced it had accepted an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said that the proposal was far from Israel's essential demands, but that it would nonetheless send negotiators to continue talks on a ceasefire agreement. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And once again, this update has been brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. By Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. And weather-wise, here at the station, the temperature currently is 61 degrees, wind speeds are from the east at 3 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 36%.